This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Welcome back. It's Guy here, your APN podcast host, coming to you live from the IAUG Converge 2013 in Orlando, Florida. In this segment, please allow me to introduce to you Stu Goldstein, VPI's Avaya Channel Director. VPI has been one of Avaya's longest-standing Avaya DevConnect technology partners since 2002. Many of you may be familiar with VPI for their innovative contact center recordings, analytics, and performance reporting solutions. Last year, VPI added their workforce optimization suite by introducing a new hosted virtual call center agent service in the cloud, which is appropriately named Virtual Source. We're excited to learn more about your virtual call agents, Stu, so welcome to the APN Podcast Network.
Well, thanks, Guy. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and share some information about our solutions that we have for the Avaya portfolio.
So, audience, sorry about the noise in the background, but we're here on the trade show floor as the vendors are setting up for the day. Stu, tell us a little bit about what makes virtual agents different from the traditional IVR.
Well, that's a great question, Guy. The benefits of the virtual agent is really the artificial intelligence or the brain that we have that we can train for a more conversational approach than a traditional IVR type of system. So one of the things we found is the call completion rate is 5 to 10 times higher than a traditional speech or an IVR touch tone system. And one of the things that the brain does is it has the ability to learn and can be trained. So as customers call in again, the system understands long-term memory if the customer's called in before, understands how to handle that customer. One of the things that most customers find with this is it's up to 80% less expensive than a live agent resource. As the expense of a call center, this is a great application for an area where if you were hiring seasonal employees, wonderful application for not having to hire as many seasonal employees. And finally, we do all of the work for you. We work with the organization to understand the application, how best it would be. We work then with the contact center folks with sample recordings to then understand call flows of how the application should be done. And lastly, we never put anyone in IVR jail or have the inflexibility of not being able to get to a live resource. So we do everything. We allow the customer to test everything. And because it's a pay-as-you-go service, it only goes live after a customer's accepted how everything is. So it's a great alternative if there's not funding for an outbound application or an inbound application for looking to prove the effectiveness of that application without a capital investment.
Well, that sounds very, very powerful. What types of calls are virtual agents handling today?
Well, great question. The kind of calls that virtual agents can handle are mundane type of calls that you wouldn't want your agents focusing on. Lower value calls worth having to confirm meetings, repetitive type of calls, combination of inbound and outbound calls that you wouldn't want an IVR to handle because it wouldn't be flexible enough, but certainly you wouldn't want your agents to concentrate on because of the repetitiveness or the lower value of that call.
Stu, can you play us a sample of a virtual agent call so that we can experience the difference?
So the sample we're going to provide today, Guy, is a payment arrangement call, and you're going to listen to the call and just pay attention to a few things of the conversational capability that the system provides and some of the freedom that it has from traditional IVR type or speech engines where it really ties you into a menu structure. This is very conversational and I think you're going to find it very flexible.
Good morning. I am your automated agent. How may I help you?
I need to make a payment arrangement with y'all.
I can help you with that. I see that you are calling from 323-789-3357. Is that the phone number you are calling about?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, please say your name.
Jane Hurd.
To confirm your identity, what are the last four digits of your social security number?
2342.
Great. I see that your past due balance is $240. How would you like to pay?
I can't pay that all now.
All right. You said that you cannot pay the full amount at this time. We can keep your account active if you can give us a payment of $120 today and $120 on February 14th. Will that work for you?
No, I can't do that. I can pay $120 today, but I can't pay the rest until the 21st.
To confirm, you would like to pay $120 today and the remaining balance of $120 on February 21st. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I'd like to do.
Okay. Would you like to pay with a credit card?
Yes.
All right. Please tell me your card number.
It's 4815-1623-4281-5108.
That's a Visa card with the number 4815-1623-4281-5108, right?
Correct.
What is the expiration month and year?
January of 2014.
One moment, please. Your payment transaction has been completed. Would you like me to schedule your payment for February 21st using the same card?
Yes, that would be great. Thanks.
We appreciate your payment. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thanks. That's it.
Have a great day. Goodbye.
Wow, that's a great, powerful example. Are your virtual call center agents PCI, DSS, and HIPAA compliant?
We absolutely are. The virtual source and virtual agent is completely certified for PCI and DCS. We've been qualified by a security analyst. We've got our PCI certification, and that's a great area for us because a lot of the regulations are changing in the PCI marketplace. Customers are now looking to make sure that they're in compliance, and we have a wonderful way of having the call off of the premise, especially with a work-at-home agent environment where you don't have to worry about someone having a credit card number or taking a payment card information remotely. We have the ability to have the call handled and transfer that information to the credit card processor and then also integrate with your back office systems as well.
Great. That's really avoids the opportunity for a human to be involved in the transaction. I know that's a really important thing. No matter how good a company is at screening their employees, the bad apples will sneak through. So what a powerful way to avoid that. Stu, I've heard the term VPI virtual source. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Sure. That's actually, Guy, the name of our virtual agent technology that we've given it. So if you think of the concept of what's happening today of customers insourcing, outsourcing, well, we call this virtual sourcing, the ability to have our system provide the functionality that an agent would do.
Makes a lot of sense. What systems does Virtual Source integrate with?
Well, we're really technology agnostic. Of course, we integrate with all the Avaya portfolio, the Avaya Blue, the Avaya Red systems. But as I said, it's technology agnostic. The integrations we have are with a back office system, so whether it's a CRM system, an ERP, a support trouble ticket system, depending upon the application we do for a customer, or a collections type system. We really don't focus on the type of technology that we're working with. It's really a business application integration for the customer to help make them more effective.
Tell us a little bit about what the typical implementation looks like.
Well, because we offer this as a hosted service, we try to minimize the impact that an organization has to do this. One of the things that we do is we do a lot of the discovery. There's also a very low barrier to get involved in this. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is there's no application development cost. So if you're familiar with what it takes to get an application on an IVR system or an outbound dialer up, we do all that heavy lifting for our customers. So we do the application development. The way we do that is it's based upon working with an organization to get sampling of their recorded calls, whether it's an inbound or an outbound application, looking at their training scripts, and then developing the application so the customer can then hear it and test it, and then we go back and tune the application as well. So there is a few things we have to do. We have to understand how to get the calls to us. So there is some integration with the switch in some cases, or a customer can provide the access directly into our system. The next phase would be finding out capabilities of the call routing. Do we want to have to route back to an agent? The one thing we pride ourselves on is never putting anyone in an IVR jail. And then the last part is working with an IT organization to understand how to do the integration with the back-end systems.
Great, Stu. Thank you very much for your time. Listeners, today we've been joined by Stu Goldstein, VPI's Avaya Channel Director, and we've talked about their virtual call agent Technology, VPI Virtual Source. And we've talked about some of the business impacts, the way it's implemented, kinds of business value that it creates. Listeners, thanks for joining us here today on the Avaya Podcast Network. Keep posted for new content from myself and my colleague Mark Fletcher as IAG Converge 2013 continues throughout the week. This has been your APN Podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.